opening day in Baltimore between the Orioles and the Blue Jays. Both Kevin Gausman and Marco Estrada making their first career opening day starts. Game is scoreless in the third, but the Birds have a threat.
In the air to right field. That one's going over near the scoreboard. It's going to take a bounce right off the board. Two runners straight together coming to the plate. The throw, he's out.
The 1-1 to Trumbo, swinging a line drive to right field. Long run for Bautista, and he's not going to get it into a base hit. Jones will score. The slides in with an RBI double. Pierce will run on 3-2, and the pitch is swung on and ripped down the right field line. That's a base hit heading towards the corner. No throw at the plate, and we're tied.
Now Joey Rickard is going to hit for the first time this season. Line drive toward right field. Coming on, Bautista dives, made the catch, and he's going to get a double play.
1-0 pitch on the way down to third. Manny Machado makes the stop from his knees and gets the out. There it is. Way back. Left field. Mike Trumbo. Goodbye. Home run. A Trumbo jumbo.
The O's pick up the 3-2 11 inning win courtesy of Mark Trumbo. He now has six career walk-off hits. They've all been home runs. The O's have won seven straight opening day games. That is tied with the Dodgers for the longest active streak in the Major League. Buck Showalter has seen a little bit of everything in his long managerial career, but seeing walk-off victories, especially on opening day, that never gets old.
It's one of those days you reach back for and realize this is why you do what you do. Unfortunately, it doesn't always cooperate with you on the scoreboard, but you know, today it did. It was a good game. Like I said, it'd be a lot more enjoyable if you knew how it was going to turn out. Just had some really good efforts by our bullpen. Really good defensive plays. Obviously, Manny, I mean, my gosh. You know, there's a part of his ability that I don't have to play, very seldom do I have to play him on the line because of his range. You know, and I thought that play was a great example of it. You know, we may lean that way. It's the only thing I'll give him a signal every once in a while about leaning that way with a guy like Pierce, who's a, you know, bottom hand hooker on that pitch down in. But, you know, it's just such a weapon for us. And, you know, infield is going to be great. It's a new feel to it, and guys are starting to get used to it. But there's, you know, the ball stays down a lot more right now.
It's got a pretty good skin mark on top, and that was what I worried about, was how he got it caught up underneath him. And what's better, the play or the throw? Who else makes that throw? Nobody. For a guy that played shortstop, he's really, you know, we've been very fortunate to have some really good third basemen. I was watching on the plane. They had the 83 last game on when we were flying to Norfolk, and I first time I got to see it from start to finish. But I'd forgotten how good a third baseman Doug DeCenzis was. I don't know if it's fatigue or they grind. Their weapons they have all the way through the lineup. You can't drop your guard. I'm going to tell you, good pitchers have places. I think coast is the wrong word, but they don't go with their best bullet, and they're able to get some outs and they save it. You know, it's a high stress, I don't know about stress the word, high intensity needed outing when you face lineups like that, like we face in American League East. It wears on you, and you know, you don't want to give in. You know, we talk a lot of times about living to fight another day. Sometimes the best pitch you throw is ball four, you know, even though, you know, it can get you in trouble. But where's the breathing room? But you know, I'd like to think that they're thinking the same way about us. First of all, Estrada is really good. You know, for a long time, he was right there in the Cy Young Award last year. I mean, this guy's one of the best pitchers in the American League. And, you know, you just hope that you play good defense. And you have to have a good pitching effort to compete in a game like that. And we get to do it again after tomorrow. You know, we had the potential of doing some things on the off day tomorrow. I really wanted them to get a – we knew we didn't want to schedule anything. Like, we have a trip to Annapolis on Thursday, and that's an honor to go up there and be asked. But tomorrow's a day, Richie and I were talking to our trainer about how important, how nice it's going to be to get back into a routine on Thursday, because these guys have kind of been out of kilter, out of routine. That's why we tried to have the advanced meeting last night, because I knew that late yesterday afternoon, because I knew how rushed and out of your element, out of your routine you're going to be today. So it's a nice day to take a blow and then get ready to grind. Could you imagine me walking up to Mark after hitting X number of home runs last year? Mark, what's wrong with your power down in spring training? You give me that, really? You know. No, but he hit some of BP. He never even crossed my mind. I really didn't. He's really evolved as a hitter. He knows who he is, and he got a breaking ball strike there, and just missed one that I think probably had a little outer half.
Mark Trumbo now has 6 career walk-off hits, and he must live by the phrase, go big or go home, because all 6 of those walk-offs have been home runs.
That's just a 2-strike approach. Swung through a slider the pitch before. That one, the last one, probably a little bit better to hit, but just trying to stay small, put some wood on it, see what happens. It's about competing, just sticking to a plan a little bit more. You know, having the mindset that at some point, if you stay in there, he's going to make a mistake. You don't know when it's going to be, but just, you know, having that mental fight each and every time to put a bat together.